Assessment demonstration. Understanding the brain's electrical activity through EEG assessment is foundational in the field of neurofeedback and neuroscience. This lecture introduces the spectrum of EEG assessment approaches, ranging from visual inspection to advanced quantitative analysis. These techniques enable clinicians to effectively interpret and utilize brainwave data, catering to the individualized needs of each client. For decades, EEG assessments have evolved, striking a balance between simplicity and complexity to ensure both accessibility for beginners and depth for advanced practitioners. At its core, EEG assessment begins with the visual inspection of raw EEG data. This fundamental step enables the identification of patterns that may suggest abnormal neural activity, potentially indicating the need for further medical consultation. However, visual inspection is only the starting point. For those seeking a deeper understanding, quantitative EEG offers a more comprehensive tapestry of insights by applying mathematical analyses to brainwave data. This section also highlights the versatility of EEG assessment equipment, emphasizing that practitioners can employ tools from various manufacturers without being tied to specific proprietary systems. The flexibility of these tools ensures they can cater to different clinical contexts, enhancing accessibility and adaptability. Overall, assessment demonstration underscores the balance between precision and practicality in EEG assessments. Assessment approaches. The variety of EEG assessment methods reflects the complexity of the brain itself. Visual inspection serves as the cornerstone, offering a direct, immediate way to identify abnormalities. By comparing electrode readings across various montages, practitioners can discern patterns that suggest neural irregularities, such as excessive slow wave activity or asymmetric brainwave distribution. Beyond visual inspection, this discussion delves into quantitative EEG. Here, raw data undergoes statistical analyses, transforming it into topographic maps and numeric reports. These representations compare an individual's brain activity to normative databases, helping clinicians pinpoint deviations associated with clinical symptoms. Quantitative analysis is particularly valuable in identifying subtle patterns not easily discernible in raw EEG data. One key feature of advanced assessments is their adaptability to client-specific complaints. For instance, clinicians can design task-based protocols to observe how a client's brain responds under specific conditions, such as cognitive stress or relaxation. This adaptability ensures the assessment aligns with the unique neural signatures of each individual, providing actionable insights for targeted interventions. Equipment and methodology overview. The diversity of EEG equipment plays a pivotal role in the effectiveness of assessments. Neurofeedback Tutor, the framework discussed in this section, exemplifies this diversity. By remaining agnostic to specific brands or databases, it ensures that clinicians can employ tools best suited to their practice and budget. The equipment ranges from simple two-channel devices to comprehensive 19-channel systems. Each has its advantages, with smaller setups offering portability and ease of use, while larger systems provide a more detailed view of brain activity. This discussion also emphasizes the importance of high-quality sensors and amplifiers, as these ensure accurate readings free from artifacts. Methodology is equally crucial. Proper cap orientation, precise electrode placement, and adherence to protocols are foundational. Practitioners are advised to follow standardized systems, such as the 10-20 system, to ensure consistency and reliability. The emphasis on training and certification further ensures that assessments are conducted with the highest standards of accuracy and professionalism. Applications in clinical contexts. EEG assessments are not merely academic exercises, but are deeply practical tools with far-reaching clinical implications. From diagnosing epilepsy to guiding neurofeedback protocols, these assessments have become indispensable in modern neuroscience. For example, visual inspection can quickly identify signs of epileptiform activity, prompting timely medical intervention. Quantitative assessments extend their utility by offering detailed analyses that can inform treatment plans for conditions like ADHD, anxiety, and traumatic brain injury. By comparing an individual's data to normative databases, clinicians can identify specific neural deficits and tailor interventions accordingly. This precision fosters a more personalized approach to brain health. Moreover, EEG assessments enable ongoing monitoring, providing a dynamic view of a client's progress over time. This feature is invaluable in settings where treatment efficacy needs regular evaluation, such as during neurofeedback training or pharmacological interventions. The ability to track changes in brain activity ensures treatments remain adaptive and responsive to client needs. Ethical considerations and trends. With the growing reliance on EEG assessments, ethical considerations become paramount. This discussion highlights the importance of informed consent, ensuring clients understand the purpose, procedure, and potential outcomes of their assessments. Transparency in how data is used and stored is also critical, particularly in an age where data privacy is a major concern. Emerging trends in EEG assessment reflect advancements in technology and methodology. For instance, real-time analysis and mobile EEG devices are expanding the accessibility and immediacy of assessments. These innovations promise to bring brainwave analysis out of specialized clinics and into more accessible community settings. However, this discussion also cautions against over-reliance on automated systems, emphasizing the irreplaceable value of human expertise in interpreting EEG data. In conclusion, the assessment demonstration section serves as a comprehensive introduction to EEG assessments. By combining traditional methods with cutting-edge innovations, it equips clinicians with the tools and knowledge needed to navigate the intricate landscape of brainwave analysis effectively. This dual focus on foundational skills and advanced techniques ensures that practitioners can meet the diverse needs of their clients while adhering to the highest standards of professionalism. Client assessment, abbreviated Q recordings. The abbreviated Q recordings represent an essential tool for clinicians working in EEG assessment and neurofeedback. These recordings focus on a limited subset of the standard 19-channel electrode placements, offering a streamlined yet effective approach to gathering brainwave data. The new Q, for example, employs 6 specific locations across the scalp, providing clinically relevant insights that are also efficient to obtain. Such recordings are particularly advantageous for practitioners who require a quick and reliable method to assess client symptoms without the need for extensive setup. Abbreviated Q recordings, such as the clinical Q or the learning curve, have been designed with accessibility in mind. These tools often integrate user-friendly software and hardware systems, enabling both novice and experienced clinicians to achieve consistent results. By automating data collection and analysis, these systems reduce the risk of human error while enhancing the interpretability of findings. This balance of simplicity and depth makes them invaluable in busy clinical settings where time is often a limiting factor. One of the most compelling features of abbreviated Q recordings is their reliance on clinical databases. Unlike normative databases, which compare a client's EEG data to generalized population averages, clinical databases draw on patterns directly associated with specific symptoms and disorders. This distinction allows practitioners to pinpoint neural deviations that may correlate with conditions like anxiety, PTSD, or attentional deficits. For instance, reduced alpha activity in occipital regions might indicate hypervigilance or difficulty with relaxation, guiding the development of targeted interventions. The versatility of abbreviated Q assessments extends beyond diagnosis. These tools are also critical in selecting and refining neurofeedback protocols. By identifying specific brainwave imbalances, clinicians can tailor training regimens to address each client's unique needs. Moreover, these assessments can be repeated over time, providing measurable evidence of progress and ensuring that treatments remain adaptive and effective. A significant advantage of abbreviated Q recordings is their accessibility. Portable EEG systems equipped for this type of recording are becoming increasingly affordable and widely available. This democratization of technology allows more practitioners to integrate EEG assessments into their practice, broadening the reach of neurofeedback and related interventions. However, this discussion stresses the importance of proper training to maximize the utility of these tools and avoid potential misuse. Despite their strengths, abbreviated Q recordings are not without limitations. Their reduced number of electrode sites means they may miss subtle but clinically relevant patterns detectable in full 19-channel recordings. This trade-off highlights the importance of selecting the right assessment tool based on the specific needs of the client and the goals of the evaluation. In cases where more detailed data is required, clinicians are advised to consider complementary assessments. Fortunately, a simple assessment can often highlight its own limitations by allowing the practitioner to view the EEG, assess a limited subset of locations, and, in many cases, observe abnormal patterns that require a more comprehensive assessment. This further speaks to the need for adequate training and ongoing mentoring and consultation. In summary, abbreviated Q recordings are a powerful, practical option for EEG assessment. They combine efficiency with clinical relevance, enabling practitioners to deliver personalized, data-driven care. As neurofeedback continues to evolve, tools like these will undoubtedly play a pivotal role in expanding the accessibility and effectiveness of brain-based therapies. 19-channel recordings. In contrast to abbreviated Q recordings, 19-channel recordings represent the gold standard for comprehensive EEG assessment. This approach utilizes all standard electrode placements in the International 1020 system, providing a holistic view of brain activity. The depth and precision offered by 19-channel recordings make them indispensable for advanced diagnostics, detailed neurofeedback protocol development, and research applications. The primary strength of 19-channel recordings lies in their ability to capture a complete neural profile. By examining activity across all major brain regions, these assessments can detect subtle imbalances and patterns that may be overlooked in simpler setups. For example, asymmetries in beta activity across the hemispheres could indicate specific cognitive or emotional challenges, guiding more nuanced intervention strategies. Normative database comparisons are a cornerstone of 19-channel assessments. These databases aggregate EEG data from large, representative populations, providing a benchmark against which individual recordings can be evaluated. By highlighting deviations from normative patterns, clinicians can gain insights into potential underlying conditions. For instance, elevated theta activity in the frontal lobes may suggest difficulties with attention regulation, a common feature in ADHD. Artifact rejection is another critical component of 19-channel recordings. Given the complexity of these assessments, ensuring data integrity is paramount. The process involves identifying and removing non-neural signals, such as those caused by eye movements, muscle activity, or external electrical interference. Sophisticated software tools facilitate this process, enabling clinicians to focus on clean, reliable data for their analyses. The visual inspection of EEG data remains an essential skill, even in the context of advanced 19-channel recordings. By examining raw waveforms and topographic maps, practitioners can develop an intuitive understanding of brain activity patterns. This hands-on approach complements automated analyses, fostering a deeper appreciation of the nuances within the data. One of the most impactful applications of 19-channel recordings is in the development of neurofeedback protocols. The detailed data allows for the identification of precise training targets, whether they involve increasing alpha activity in posterior regions to promote relaxation or reducing excessive beta activity in the frontal lobes to alleviate anxiety. 19-channel recordings and database analysis may also highlight focal excesses or deficiencies that can be targeted with neurofeedback training and often help explain odd or inconsistent client symptoms. These tailored protocols enhance the efficacy of neurofeedback interventions, delivering results that are both meaningful and measurable. The comprehensive nature of 19-channel recordings also supports longitudinal monitoring. By conducting periodic assessments, clinicians can track changes in brain activity over time, evaluating the effectiveness of interventions and adjusting protocols as needed. This dynamic approach ensures that treatments remain aligned with the evolving needs of the client. In conclusion, 19-channel recordings offer unparalleled depth and precision in EEG assessment. While they require more time, expertise, and resources compared to abbreviated methods, their benefits are substantial. For clinicians seeking to deliver the highest level of care, these recordings serve as an invaluable tool in the pursuit of optimal brain health. 19-channel recordings. Normative database comparison. The use of normative database comparisons in 19-channel recordings represents a pivotal advancement in EEG assessment. By leveraging large datasets from diverse populations, these databases provide a statistical benchmark to evaluate an individual's brain activity. Clinicians use this comparative framework to identify deviations that may correlate with cognitive, emotional, or neurological conditions, offering a nuanced view of the brain's functionality. One of the primary benefits of normative databases is their ability to reveal subtle irregularities that might be missed during a visual inspection. For example, small but consistent deviations in theta or beta activity across specific regions can indicate underlying attentional or emotional dysregulation. Such insights are invaluable in forming a comprehensive clinical picture. Normative comparisons also enhance objectivity in EEG assessments. By relying on statistical data, clinicians can substantiate their findings with empirical evidence, reducing potential biases inherent in subjective interpretations. This approach ensures a high degree of reliability, especially in cases where diagnostic clarity is essential, such as ADHD or mood disorders. The process of conducting a normative comparison begins with a clean dataset. The EEG recording is segmented into artifact-free epochs, ensuring that only genuine brain activity is analyzed. These segments are then processed through software systems, which compare the individual's data against age and gender-matched norms. The results are typically presented in the form of Z-scores, indicating the degree of deviation from the average. The applications of these findings are extensive. For instance, a significant elevation in frontal theta activity might prompt further investigation into attention regulation issues, guiding both diagnosis and treatment planning. Similarly, reduced alpha activity in posterior regions could suggest heightened anxiety or difficulty with relaxation, leading to targeted neurofeedback protocols. However, the utility of normative comparisons extends beyond individual diagnoses. These tools are also valuable in tracking progress over time. By periodically comparing new EEG recordings to normative data, clinicians can monitor the effectiveness of interventions, whether they involve neurofeedback, medication, or cognitive therapy. This dynamic feedback loop ensures treatments remain tailored and responsive to the client's evolving needs. Despite their advantages, normative databases are not without limitations. They are only as good as the populations they represent. If the database lacks diversity or includes outdated data, its applicability may be constrained. Clinicians must remain critical of the tools they use, ensuring they understand the underlying assumptions and limitations of each dataset. In conclusion, normative database comparisons are a cornerstone of modern EEG assessment, providing both depth and objectivity. Their integration into 19-channel recordings enhances diagnostic accuracy, facilitates individualized treatment planning, and supports ongoing evaluation, making them indispensable in the field of neurofeedback and beyond. Artifact rejection process. Artifact rejection is an essential step in ensuring the validity of 19-channel EEG recordings. These artifacts, unwanted electrical signals, can stem from a variety of sources, such as eye movements, muscle activity, or environmental interference. Left unchecked, they can distort the data and compromise the accuracy of the assessment. The first step in artifact rejection is the identification of potential contaminations. Experienced clinicians rely on both automated software tools and manual inspection to detect anomalies in the EEG waveform. Eye blinks, for instance, produce characteristic spikes in the frontal channels, while muscle tension often generates high-frequency noise across multiple electrodes. Recognizing these patterns is critical for effective artifact removal. Once identified, artifacts are either removed or corrected. Advanced EEG software employs algorithms to isolate and exclude contaminated segments, preserving the integrity of the remaining data. In some cases, techniques like independent component analysis, ICA, are used to separate brain signals from noise, allowing clinicians to retain more of the original recording. While ICA and other artifact removal tools can be useful, they may also distort the phase relationships between channels. This can result in errors in measures derived from phase, such as coherence, phase slope index, and phase reset. However, other measures, such as amplitude, power, relative power, peak or dominant frequency, ratios, and others, remain unaffected. This again highlights the need for careful application of such methods, depending upon the goals of the assessment. The artifact rejection process also involves setting proper conditions for the recording itself, ensuring a quiet, well-lit environment with minimal electronic interference can significantly reduce the occurrence of artifacts. Additionally, proper electrode placement and skin preparation, such as cleaning the scalp and using conductive gel, help maintain consistent signal quality. Artifacts can also arise from client behaviors, such as excessive movement or talking during the recording. Educating clients on the importance of staying still and relaxed can mitigate these issues. For younger or more anxious clients, incorporating relaxation techniques or short breaks can improve compliance and data quality. Simple but practical methods can also be helpful, such as using a lightweight, loose-fitting eye mask to help the client minimize eye movement artifact during eyes-closed recordings. The impact of effective artifact rejection extends beyond the immediate recording. Clean, reliable data is the foundation of all subsequent analyses, from visual inspection to normative comparisons. Without it, the insights derived from the EEG assessment may be flawed, leading to inaccurate diagnoses or ineffective treatments. Despite the availability of sophisticated software tools, the human element remains critical. Automated systems can sometimes misclassify artifacts, necessitating the oversight of a trained clinician. The combination of technology and expertise ensures the highest level of accuracy in the artifact rejection process. In summary, artifact rejection is a meticulous but indispensable aspect of 19-channel EEG recordings. By addressing potential sources of contamination, clinicians can ensure the data reflects genuine brain activity, paving the way for accurate assessments and effective interventions. Visual inspection and data extraction. The process of visual inspection in 19-channel recordings serves as both an art and a science. While quantitative methods offer precise metrics, visual inspection allows clinicians to engage directly with the raw EEG data, developing an intuitive understanding of brainwave patterns and abnormalities. Visual inspection begins with an examination of the waveforms across all 19 channels. Each channel represents a different region of the brain, and clinicians assess the symmetry, amplitude, and frequency of the activity. For example, alpha activity should predominate in posterior regions during a relaxed state, while deviations from this pattern might suggest underlying issues. One of the primary goals of visual inspection is to identify potential abnormalities. Sharp waves, spikes, or irregular oscillations may indicate epileptiform activity, while an absence of expected rhythms could point to broader neurological dysfunctions. Paroxysmal events in localized areas may represent transient abnormalities that may only be apparent during a visual inspection, while automatic algorithms may mistakenly identify them as artifacts. These observations often serve as the first step in forming a clinical hypothesis. The use of montages enhances the inspection process. By comparing different electrode pairings, montages allow clinicians to isolate specific features of the EEG signal. Longitudinal bipolar montages, for instance, are particularly useful for detecting anterior to posterior asymmetries and highlighting gross differences between the hemispheres. Transverse bipolar montages can highlight localized anomalies and asymmetries across the hemisphere. Finally, a source localization montage, such as the Laplacian, can further identify localized sources that may otherwise be missed. This versatility makes montages an invaluable tool in visual analysis. Clean data extraction follows the inspection phase. This step involves selecting artifact-free segments of the recording for further analysis. Clinicians seek stable periods during which brain activity is undisturbed by external or internal noise. These segments are then processed for more detailed evaluations, such as normative database comparisons or spectral analyses. The act of visual inspection also fosters clinical intuition. By repeatedly engaging with raw EEG data, clinicians develop a deeper understanding of normal and pathological patterns. This expertise enhances their ability to interpret automated analyses, ensuring that the final assessment is both accurate and comprehensive. In the context of neurofeedback, visual inspection plays a crucial role in the development of protocols. Understanding the client's unique brainwave patterns enables the creation of targeted training programs that address specific imbalances or deficits. This personalized approach is a hallmark of effective neurofeedback interventions. In conclusion, visual inspection and data extraction are fundamental components of 19-channel recordings. They bridge the gap between raw data and clinical insights, combining technical precision with human expertise to deliver meaningful, actionable results. Conclusion: EEG assessment offers a comprehensive examination of tools, methodologies, and applications essential for understanding brainwave activity and its clinical implications. Across its practices, it highlights the evolving nature of EEG assessments, emphasizing their versatility, precision, and relevance in modern neuroscience and neurofeedback practices. This conclusion synthesizes the key takeaways from EEG assessment, underscoring their significance for both clinicians and researchers. A foundational insight is the dual role of visual inspection and quantitative analysis in EEG assessments. Visual inspection, though traditional, remains indispensable for identifying immediate abnormalities in brainwave patterns. It forms the initial step in most assessments, allowing clinicians to recognize epileptiform activity, asymmetries, or irregular oscillations. The quantitative EEG, on the other hand, offers a more in-depth, data-driven perspective. By leveraging statistical analyses and normative databases, QEG uncovers subtle deviations that inform diagnosis and treatment. Together, these approaches ensure a holistic understanding of brain activity. EEG assessment underscores the value of both abbreviated Q recordings and 19-channel recordings, each tailored to different clinical needs. Abbreviated Q recordings offer efficiency and accessibility, making them ideal for initial screenings and quick assessments. Their reliance on clinical databases enables them to gain targeted insights into symptoms associated with specific brainwave deviations. Conversely, 19-channel recordings represent the gold standard, providing a detailed neural profile that supports advanced diagnostics and personalized neurofeedback protocols. This dual framework ensures that EEG assessments are adaptable to diverse clinical and research contexts. Artifact rejection emerges as a critical process in maintaining the integrity of EEG data. The ability to identify and exclude noise, whether from eye movements, muscle activity, or environmental interference, ensures that the data reflects genuine brain activity. Automated tools, combined with clinician expertise, play a pivotal role in this process, bridging the gap between technology and human intuition. This meticulous attention to data quality reinforces the reliability of subsequent analyses and interpretations. Normative database comparisons stand out as a cornerstone of modern EEG assessment. These databases enable clinicians to contextualize individual brain activity against population norms, facilitating the detection of subtle anomalies. The applications are wide-ranging, from diagnosing conditions like ADHD and anxiety to guiding neurofeedback interventions. However, EEG assessment also emphasizes the importance of understanding the limitations of these databases, particularly regarding their representativeness and applicability. The integration of technology with clinical expertise is a recurring theme. While automated systems streamline processes and enhance efficiency, the role of the clinician remains irreplaceable. Visual inspection, protocol development, and interpretation of results require a nuanced understanding that technology alone cannot provide. This symbiosis of human expertise and advanced tools defines the effectiveness of EEG assessments. Finally, EEG assessment highlights the ethical considerations and evolving trends in the field. Informed consent, data privacy, and transparency are essential in maintaining client trust and ensuring ethical practice. Simultaneously, advancements like real-time EEG analysis and mobile systems are expanding the accessibility and scope of brainwave assessments. These innovations promise to democratize EEG technologies, bringing their benefits to broader populations while maintaining the highest standards of accuracy and reliability. In summary, EEG assessment provides a rich, multidimensional view of brainwave analysis. It emphasizes the balance between traditional and advanced methods, the importance of data integrity, and the critical role of clinician expertise. By integrating these elements, EEG assessments serve as powerful tools for understanding and optimizing brain function, paving the way for more effective treatments and interventions in both clinical and research settings.